Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and 102.9 FM WDUN. I am Anita, and I'm here today with co-host Doc Bill with Sapo Island Birdhouses. Hey, Doc Bill.
Hey, and Sapo Island Birdhouses is the place to go if you want to camp or enjoy the beauty of a birdhouse in beautiful Sapo Island. You can contact us at sapoislandbirdhouses.com.
That's right. And I also have co-hosting with me today, Ida Krill with Global Sun and Fun Travel.
Yes, where we do all things travel. Check our website at globalsunandfuntravel.com.
Now, if you are just joining us, we have been talking about Camping 101, and we had Kim Hatcher with the Georgia State Parks on with us. She's given us some really great information just about generally about camping. But now we have joining us Winton Porter, who is with Mountain Crossing at Wallasee, up at Neal's Gap on Blood Mountain. And we're going to talk with him also about camping, but we can now add in hiking because he's right there at the southern end of the Appalachian Trail. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Winton because he's a very interesting guy. He is the manager there and owner of Mountains Crossing Store at Neal's Gap. And he has been very interested in all things outdoors, really all of his life. And when he bought and purchased that store there at Neal's Gap, he really started helping hikers that are on the Appalachian Trail really make sure that they're safe and that they are successful in their hike. And as doing that, he's also picked up a lot of stories along the way. Now, he is the author of a book entitled Just Passing Through, where he shares a lot of those stories, and I'm hoping that we can get him to tell us a couple of those stories while we have him here on the show. So, Winton, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Anita and Ida.
Hi, Anita. Let's just tell everyone, he looks like Alec Baldwin.
Yes, he does.
Thank you.
And we have Doc Bill sitting here with us, too. Now, the three of us, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, we're good. Just my backdrop. I'm looking at the mountains, and the sun is finally out after 5 days of rain, and the river in front of me, 10 feet in front of me, is just flowing. So
oh,
you guys come up here to the mountain. It is beautiful.
So this is my
studio today.
Well, you've got a great studio. You have a really good one. I mean, Doc Bill and I have come up to Hiawassee and to that area quite often, and we've stopped by the store several times, so we probably have met, actually. And it is, it's beautiful up there. I mean, any time of the year is really beautiful there.
Yes, it is.
Now,
today was nice.
Today is really nice. Well, good. We've gotten rid of all that rain, so we can now have some beautiful scenery there. Now, Winton, tell me, though, about the Appalachian Trail and what makes it so intriguing to people. Because in reading your book and also just in hearing different people talk who've actually done that hike, it seems as though there is really something special, almost spiritual, with doing that hike. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the trail stretches through 14 states. It goes 2,188 miles. It starts in Georgia at Springer Mountain, just about 8 miles above Amicalola Falls, and goes to Katahdin in Maine. It takes about 5.5 months to hike it if you did it in one continuous section. We get about 2,000 northbounders on our way through our store each year on their way to Maine, and we go through about 500, 600 packs a year, and we ship back about 9,000 pounds of gear each year. And Mountain Crossings is actually the only place where it actually runs through a man-made structure. It literally goes right through my building.
Yeah, I remember reading that and coming to the store and everything, and that is quite fascinating that it really runs right through the store.
Yes, and I mean, and the people that come through it, which are part of that whole tapestry that make it up, and it becomes that spiritual journey that you talk about. I mean, I live in a virtual sitcom of craziness. I have enough for two more books with an 8-year sitcom.
Wow.
Well, hey, that sounds like a reality show. We may have to get some producers working on that one for you.
They already are.
Sounds like a reality show.
Oh, you do have someone working on that?
They're ahead of you, yeah. They produced the pilot piece for the people in California, I guess, and see where that goes. I don't know.
Wow.
We'll see where it goes. Well, long bearded men are in vogue right now. So
yeah, yeah.
Dynasty, so, and I have plenty of those characters in which to present to the world.
Well, I may have to ask my husband, Doc Bill, if he grew one of those long beards too. You'll do that for me, Bill?
It may take a while.
So you can include him
in
that.
TV, Doc.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm aiming for. I'm trying to get him on TV there with you.
Winton, when you say you ship back 9,000 pounds of gear, is that for people that decide they don't want to hike anymore?
Well, no, it's when people get to us, they realize that they've made some mistakes and they have everything on their back, if you can only imagine, after 4 days of travel. They get to us and their ears are wide open. So they're willing to listen. You can have them imagine that you've dreamed this your whole life, or it may have been a 2-week planning process, and you get there and you've told all your family, that maybe the news, press, or radio has interviewed you about your trip, and you're just not going to give this party up. So so they come to us and we give them a hot shower, a warm bed, to sleep in, and then just kind of say, okay, here you are, and you're with like-minded people. So so we do what they call the notorious shakedown.
Sounds like therapy.
We're backologists, shoeologists, psychologists, and sociologists. Self-proclaimed, that is.
Well, it sounds like you've got it all covered. Now, I think, though, that when people hear that shakedown, that has different meanings in different settings. But now with you guys, explain a little bit more about what that shakedown involves.
It's quite simply that we have them take everything out of their pack and place it into the piles, from clothing to first aid to cook systems to sleep systems. And then we go through each individual system and allow them to look at it differently from the experience of the people that we have there. Combined, we have about 100,000 miles worth of experience on the Appalachian Trail. So they're certainly in the professorship of a place that can give them information to get them along safely. And then that's most importantly, is that we keep them safe and then we adapt to their own personalities that we're dealing with. So and building that relationship. And so, they walk out of there that they actually can do this and believe they can do this.
Right. Well, that's very interesting. And that was one of the parts of your book that I really found fascinating. So, Winton, hold on while we take a break, and we'll be right back, because I want to talk a little bit more about that. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and 102.9 FM. Back in a minute.